弟兄姊妹好
Brothers and sisters
我们先来读一些圣经
Let's start with Bible verses
约翰福音十七章
John 17
十三节到十八节
13 to 18
我们放到没有放到一起读对不起十七章一到三节
John 17 verse 1-3
耶稣说了这话就举目望天说父啊时候到了愿你荣耀你的儿子
Just as you gave him authority over all mankind,
管理
so that all things you have given him, he may give eternal life. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. And this is eternal life.
永远生命是什么呢?
What is eternal life?
认识你独一的真神
Eternal life is that they may know you, the only true God
并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督
And Jesus Christ whom you have sent
这就是永远生命
That is eternal life
我们再读十八节
John 17 verse 18
你怎样差我到世上大家一起读
18.
重新来你怎样
send me into the world,
差我到世上我也照样
into the world.
差他们到世上约翰一书
First John
第三章
Chapter 3
一到二节
First John chapter 3 verse 1 and 2
我们记住你看父赐给我们的是何等的慈爱
See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us that we would be called children of God
and such we are
For this reason the world does not know us because it did not know him Beloved, now we are children of God and he has not
使徒行传
The book of Acts
十九章十九到二十节
Acts 19 Verse 19 and 20
平素信解
数的 And many of those who
有许多人把书拿来
and began burning them
堆积在众人面前焚烧
in the sight of everyone
他们算起书价
and they counted up the pieces of them and found it
50,000
pieces of silver
共和五万块钱哥林多前书第六章
First Corinthians chapter 6
第六章九到十一节
First Corinthians chapter 6 9-11
这是你们要谨慎
Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?
免得你恐怕你们的自由竟成了那软弱人的绊脚石若有人见你这有知识的在偶像庙里坐席这里的良心若是软弱岂不放胆去吃那些偶像之物吗因此基督为他死的那软弱弟兄就以你的知识承认了以弗所第二章
Ephesians chapter 2
一到五节
1-5
你们实在过犯罪恶之中他叫你们活过来
但
是你们在其中行事为人
according to the prince of the power of the air of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience
就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵 我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本位和怒之子和别人一样。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，
Even when we were dead in our wrongdoing,
但终的时候
made us alive together with Christ,
让我们与基督一同活过来，你们的救是本乎恩。四章二十七到三十节
Ephesians chapter 4, 27 to 30.
从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要努力亲手做正经事，就有很余的分给那缺少的人。误会的言语一句不合出口，不要随时所造就人的好话，要听见的人的一处，不要叫神的圣灵担忧。你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。约翰一书
First John,
第一章
Chapter 1,
五到九节
5 to 9 First John chapter 1 5 to 9
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗，这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。我们若说与神同相交，却仍在黑暗里行，又是说谎话，不行真理了。
But if we walk in the light, as He Himself is the light, we have fellowship with
one another. 如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血，也洗净我们一切的罪。好，我们设计图到这里。今天我们要看一个题目。了结遗忘。
Today our topic is to end the things before.
这也是我们属灵生命经历中很重要的一课。
This is an important lesson for our spiritual life.
我们所有信主的人
，For all of believers，
都有遗忘的历史。
We all have a previous history with us.
从前有的人他遗忘的历史很简单。
Some people with a simpler history.
有的人他遗忘的历史很复杂。
But some people had a more complex life.
无论简单和复杂，
But regardless of how complex it was or not,
都要做一个总结。
You have to end it.
我们讲这个题目，先要讲一个真理啊。
So to get into this topic, let's understand one truth.
神看我们这就以往的日子。
When God sees the time before we were saved,
无论什么事我们不负责任的。
Regardless of what it was, you don't have responsibility.
神算我们的日子，从这就是开始的。
When He starts counting, that's the day after you are saved.
所以我们神的儿女不需要为以往负责。
So children of God, don't worry about what took place.
但是为什么还要讲了结以往呢？
Then why am I telling you to end all previous things?
第一，为了见证。
First,is for our testimony.
为着我们在人面前有见证。
So that before God, we now have a testimony.
第二，为着我们自己。
And secondly, is for our own.
我们要把一切事情都弄干净了。
So that we will cleanse all things before.
所有里和外都健康的人来跟随主。
So that both internally and externally, we are healthy Christians.
并且可以得到力量。
And so that we may also be strengthened.
雄壮地来走前面道路。
To walk with power onward.
所以了结以往很重要。
So that's why it's important to end the previous thing.
我们讲这个题目之前，先要讲一件事。
And before going to the topic, one more thing.
我们神的儿女一定要知道。
As children of God, you must know.
我们成了神的儿女，我们的身份多少尊贵。
That now you are children of God, how precious your position is.
我们基督徒永远不骄傲。
As Christians, we should never be prideful.
特别世界上的事，我们都不能提起来的。
Especially, never boast about any earthly thing.
但是，对我们在得救时候所得到的。
But when you are saved, this position that you have taken,
属灵的事我们要骄傲。
These heavenly things you should be proud of.
为着我们的主骄傲。
To be proud of your Lord.
为着主给我们的救恩我们要骄傲。
To be proud of the salvation you receive.
我们永远要让主伟大。
For eternity, claim him to be the greatest.
要尊重主所给我们的救恩。
And also, don't belittle the salvation you have received.
我们的受者，我们的身份都尊贵。
After you're saved, do you know how precious your position is?
约翰一章他说，对那些接受他，就信他名的人。
In 1 John it says, for whoever believes and receives his name,
他就成了确定。做神的儿女。
Now they have the power to call themselves the children of God.
今天我们做神的儿女。
And today as children of God.
那是神的大权柄。
We have now have the power of him.
在世界上一个有名的人。
If there is a famous person on earth.
他们的儿女都会说他们父亲骄傲。
The children will be proud of their father.Before, I knew of a sister and her father was famous. So she would always start introducing herself by my father is such and such. So that I asked her to change her introduction. And I said, your father is so famous, but what does it have to do with you? You should start with, my Lord is Christ.
主为骄傲啊！
You should be proud of your Lord.
我们成为神的儿女。
As now we are children of God.
这句话了不起啊！
How great is that saying?
做世上有名的儿女都很了不起啊！
Is a thing for you to be a famous person's offspring.
他们都是罪人的。
But I tell you, even those
men. 我们的主，我们要骄傲。
But our Lord, we should be proud of.
所有的人，我们的主是谁
？So that's why you should tell everybody who your Lord is.
神的大权柄叫我做神的儿女。
From God's authority, now we are called children of God.
这些人不是从血气生的。
These people are not born of flesh.
不是从情欲生的。
These people are not born of desire.
不是从人意生的。
They're not born of human mind.
乃是从神生。
But they are born from God.
这句话了不起啊。
How great is this saying?
你有没有真的觉得你从神生了？
Do you feel that you are a godly child?
下面是我们见过他的荣耀。
And then says that now we have seen his glory.
从他的恩典里我们都领受了。
Through his grace, we now have received.
恩上加恩啊。
Grace upon more grace.
约翰说这个话啊。
And when John said this,
就像海边的那个波浪一样的。
This grace is like the wave in the ocean.
你有没有去过海边没有啊？
I trust that you've seen a wave.
一个波浪啊过来，一个波浪就又要过来了。
In the ocean, you see the endless amount of wave coming in.
恩上加恩。
Grace upon grace.
这个神的大权柄。
That's his great power.
我们到处告诉人，我们是神的儿女啊。
So go tell others that you are a child of God.
神的大权柄
God's great power.
到了约翰一书第三章
In 1 John chapter 3,
他说神给我们何等的慈爱
He said that this love that God has given us,
叫我们成为神的儿女
so that this love the Father has bestowed on us that we would be called children of God.
再加上一句
And then it follows with this.
我们也是他的儿女
And such we are.
用这么一个毛病，真的好像变成假的一样的。
Brothers and sisters, treat it as your truth.
我们神的真儿女啊。
We are children of God.
我们要非常知道，我们是神的真儿女。
So know that you're children of God.
我姊妹的牙齿，从年轻就拔光了。
My wife, she lost her teeth in her young age, and she had dentures.
但是我只有一个孩子。
And at that time, we only have one child.
到了晚上，她母亲把假牙拿下来了。
And at night, the mother would took out her dentures.
她吓了一跳，她把牙齿拿下来了。
And the child was afraid. It's like, why would she take off her teeth?
她咬咬自己牙齿，咬不动。
And then the child wanted to take his own teeth out.
很羡慕她妈妈的假牙。
He wanted her dentures.
我们是成长的人
But now we are mature men
这个也好假也好啊
Is real teeth better or dentures?
神造的牙齿没有可比的。
There's nothing can be compared to what God's creation is.
装上假牙才知道神的牙齿多宝贵了。
Once you have dentures, you know how precious your true teeth are.
我们神的子女。
We are called children of God.
所以我们要非常注意我们的生活。
So be mindful how you live this life.
我们也真的是神的儿女。
And such we are the children of God.
有人说世人不认识我们。
If people around you don't know who you are.
因为他们不认识主。
Because they don't know God.
主若显现。
If when the Lord appears.
下面句话照着原文的翻呢，我们见他所示的，必要像他。
That we know that when he appears, we will be like him.
当我们真的看见主的时候
，because when we see him,
我们要像他了。
We'll be like him.
今天我们就像主。
So today we are like him.
那为什么到主来的时候再说我们像他呢
？Then why would it say that when he comes, we will be like him?
那说到我们最后身体改变了。
He talk about how our flesh will also transform.
那是见主的时候的事。
That's when we meet him again.
主来了，我们见到主了。
When he comes back, when we meet him,
主要照着他叫万有归附自己的大能。
He will use his almighty power to get all encompassed in him.
叫我们卑贱的身体改变形状。
So that our flesh will transform.
和那荣耀的身体相似。
Transform into his eternal self.
我们见他的时候就要像他。
So that when we meet him, we'll be like him.
这是神的儿女。
That's children of God.
这是我们荣耀的盼望。
That is a glorious hope.
这是神的大慈爱。
And that's from his grace.
主在约翰十七章又加了一句话。
And then in John 17, he said this.
约翰十七章是主耶稣最后的祷告。
John 17, this is the last prayer of Jesus on earth.
你怎样差遣了我。
How you have sent
me.我要拆解他们。
Now I have given to them.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要知道，我们活在世界上。
So brothers and sisters, know that when you live on earth,
有目的的。
There is a purpose.
我们得救了。
Now that you're saved,
主拆解我们活在地上。
The Lord has now sent you into the world.
先说神怎样。太谢神的儿子来活在地上。
Just like how God sent his son to the world.
你怎样太谢我。
The Lord said how he has sent me.
我也太谢他们。
That's how I'm sending them out.
太谢就不是偶然的。
To send someone out is not a coincidence.
太谢都有使命有目的的。
To send someone out with a purpose.
我们是主复活了。拆迁我们活在世上。
After Christ has resurrected, He has sent us into the world.
就像主一样。
To be like Him.
主是神，拆迁神的儿子来活在地上。
The Lord is the Son that God sent forth into the world.
神的儿子活在地上，他使命什么呢？
So what was the purpose of Christ on earth?
我常喜欢问弟兄姊妹。
That's a question I always like to ask.
你知道主的使命是什么吗？
Do you know what is Christ's mission?
大家不要告诉我主的使命是吗？
Can you tell me what is Christ's mission?
有一次我问大家耶。
One time when I asked.
那个回答真的五花八门。
They answered with me many different things.
没有一个回答准了。
None of them correct.
你们我就算你们回答准了。
For you guys, I would treat you guys with respect and say that you got it.
这个话我讲过了。
Because I told you this before.
主活在地上。
The Lord live on earth.
钉十字架不是他的目的。
Dying on the cross, not the purpose.
复活不是他差遣的使命。
Resurrection, not his mission.
升到宝座也不是他差遣的使命。
Even the ascension, not the mission.
他本来就从宝座来的。
Because he came from above.
主来到地上。
But the Lord comes on earth.
最大的使命。
His mission.
率领众子进荣耀。
Is to lead his many sons into glory.
这希伯来书讲的话。
That's from the book of Hebrew.
神要率领众子进荣耀。
Is the Lord's mission to take his many sons into glory.
明白主的使命就明白我们的使命了。
If you understand his mission, then you now know yours.
主说不仅要差遣我，我也照样差遣你们。
Because the Lord says how he has sent me, I'm sending you.
我们被主差遣活在地上。
We are now sent into the world.
最大使命，荣耀。
The mission is to glorify God. And also prepare yourself so that you can be taken into glory. Today there is not that many of us, so listen carefully. From this point on, know your mission. Why did I believe in the Lord and now I live in this world? All things, earthly things, not my purpose. All the worldly things, they disappear. When we live on earth, we share the same purpose with Christ. Go into His glory. And for ourselves, prepare ourselves to be in glory. I hope you got it. Please don't forget so that when I ask you again, you know. To glorify the Lord. And to prepare ourselves to go in glory. So that's why our life needs to transform. To end all previous things. I just told you, the things before is not your responsibility. He's now been covered by His blood, he's now been covered by His cross. It's past. But now you need to have a testimony. You need to be this great testimony. To end things from before. Whatever you needed to pay people back, you do. Things that you need to apologize for, you do. End all previous things. The first thing you must end is all things related to idols. Brothers and sisters, you may all tell me that no, I don't have an idol. In fact, you shouldn't. All things, painting, drawings, whatever, idols, they mean nothing. But the Bible describes idols. Things that you love, those are
idols.
Anything that you serve other than the Lord is an idol. Anything, anyone you worship other than the Lord is an idol. So that's why throw the idols away. Our Lord is a jealous Lord. He does not allow idols. I tell you, there are many, many idols. So know what an idol is. As a Christian, don't belittle idols. Don't belittle it. Understand what it means. I tell you, sculptures, paintings as idols, they mean nothing. But one thing you know. This statue, this painting, whenever the enemy, the devil, want to attack you, he can use them. Be mindful.
弟兄姊妹们, 我碰着好几件事,
brothers and sisters, I've seen many times.
初年我在台南服事,
when I was serving in Tainan,
一连串碰着好几个事,
a few events that involve idols.
偶像攻击神的儿女,
idols, the devil used his idols to attack his children. One time a sister.
她有五个孩子,
a sister has five children.
我后来听说她五孩子一个一个挨着秩序病,
and then that his five child would get sick in order.
一五个病完了,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then it will come back and the first child is sick again. And I thought to myself, that's not natural.
我姊妹,
sister, that's not natural.
那是仇敌做的,
the devil is attacking you.
你家里有没有这些主义东西啊?
Is there anything that would offend God in your house?
偶像是魔鬼可以立足的地方。
An idol is where the devil can have a foothold. And there's where the devil can have a foothold to attack your house. And she said, no, I don't have an idol. And said, go find it. Go find it thoroughly. And she found that there was an idol hidden in the ceiling. There is a piece of wood sculpture. There was an idol in the house. And then we said, we found it.
仇敌借着这个攻击你啊,
it is the devil through this idol attack your house.
把偶像火箭前来去烧掉,
so burn it.
还是不病了,
and then her family is safe. Her family is healthy.
另外一个姊妹,
another sister.
莫名其妙的自己病,
all of a sudden she was sick.
病完了又病，我说这个不平常。
And then she would be sick continuously, and I said, this is not natural.
我一样说姊妹，你家里没得罪主东西啊。
So I asked the sister, is there anything that will offend God in your house?
老基督徒说应该没有。
And as an older Christian, she said, no. So go find it.
到处找，找到有算命的书。
And then in her house, she found this fortune-telling book.
这些东西都不能留了。
I tell you, things you should not have.
都是仇敌能够来往的地方了。
It's a place where the devil can have a foothold. Burn it. And after she burned it, she got better.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so brother and sister,
认识偶像,
know what an idol is.
偶像什么时候活就活起来了?
The idols can be made alive by the devil.
特别对我们有爱主的人呢,
especially for someone who loved the Lord.
我去台湾40几年了,
I've spent 40-some years in Taiwan.
我在美国住了45年了,
and 45 years in the States.
突然是去的时候啊,
oh, when,
开车就走一条路,
and when I first was over there,
那个一转弯呢就看这个大庙了,
the car would have to take me around, and we would cross this corner and this big temple.
我就举这个邪恶的力量从那里出来攻击我了,
and every time we turned that corner, I would feel being attacked.
我会很大的力量跟他对抗啊,
and then I have to use all my strength to resist that power.
开车弟兄他不觉得,
but the driver, he didn't feel anything.
没攻击他光攻击我,
the devil was attacking me, not him.
我的弟兄啊,
so I said, brother,
能不能换一条路走啊?
Can we take a different way?
他弟兄,这条路最短的,最好啊。
But the driver said, that is the shortest way though.
我就不想告诉那个偶像的攻击我,
but I didn't want to tell him that I was being attacked by the spiritual power.
你又是个爱主的人,
so brothers and sisters, if you love the Lord,
更加小心啊,
be mindful.
看风景,千万不要上偶像庙。
If you want to just go sightseeing, don't go into a temple.
看见有地方有偶像,千万不要去惹他。
If you see an idol, don't get close.
什么时候他要火,就火了。
Whenever the devil wants to turn it alive, it will.
偶像要除干净。
Clear, throw all the idols away.
所有理性的东西都要除掉。
Any things related to an idol, throw away.
所有和我们的生命不合的东西,也要除掉。
All things that cause a disruption in your life, throw it away.
使徒行传19章。
The book of Acts chapter 19 talk about this meeting of burning down. There's a few times that I held a burning testimony. And I hope that we can have one day. All the things that displease the Lord, burn it.
和我们生命不合的东西拿来烧啊。
All the things that cause disruption in your life, burn it.
良心有愧的东西都要烧啊,
all things that make attack your conscience, burn it.
做干净的神的儿女所走的道路,
be a Christian that is cleansed.
每次焚烧聚会,
and every time after we go through the burning testimony,
给教会带来一个复兴啊,
the church will go through a revival.
有这个姊妹把她结婚证书拿来了。
A sister actually brought before her marriage certificate.
我烧东西了,怎么会把那个结婚证书拿出来?
So when we asked for things to burn, she took out her marriage certificate.
我姊妹啊,这个结婚证书里面两个人的名字啊。
And I said, sister, there are two names on this document.
你没有缺病烧啊。
You can't just burn it on your own.
我不想问你为什么要烧。
I'm not going to bother asking you why.
你purposely,我不要碰。
And purposely, I don't want to know.
你这个结婚证书两个人的名字一个人不能烧。But
I tell you, you should not burn your marriage certificate.
来来来，把这个拿回去了。
Take it home.
弟兄姊妹们，凡不能出喜欢的东西都烧。Brothers
and sisters, anything that please the Lord, burn it.
尤其我去新竹。One
time I was at 新竹,
也主持一个焚烧聚会,
at a burning testimony.
哦，那里一对弟兄姊妹。And
that time there was a brother and sister.
教育科的科长,
he is a leader of the education department.
夫妻两个人都是上海交大毕业的,
and this couple, they were graduated from 交通大学, Shanghai, great brothers and sisters.
请我吃饭,
they asked me for a dinner.
我去吃饭了, 他的客厅里面呢, 到处挂满了电影明星的照片,
So visit their house at the dining room. The poster of the wall was covered by poster of movie stars.
我没有讲话。
I wasn't saying anything.
因为明星照片也不能算罪嘛。
So having liking a movie stars and having their poster is not a sin.
吃饭那个姊妹讲话了。
So when I ate, the sister spoke up.
姊妹用啊，这些的明星照片要不要烧？
And she asked, should I burn all these posters?
我没有说要烧。
I didn't say yes.
我说你看呢。
I said, what do you think?
我绝对要烧。
And she said, I'm gonna burn it.
因为说一边起来把明星照片都摘下来。
So that she started taking all these posters away.
明天再到教会去烧。
And she took it to the church to burn it.
我弟兄姊妹，这件事对你们有大好处。
I said, brother and sister, you made a great choice.
凡是妨害我们生命的东西都要烧。
Anything that hinder your spiritual growth, burn it.
太世俗化的东西。
Anything that is just earthly, burn it.
进来一看呢,
and when you look closely,
不知道这个家是神的儿女还是魔鬼的儿女啊?
If you walk into that house, you wouldn't have known if it's a Christian's house or another person's house.
我们家里摆的东西都很重要啊。
What's in your house is important.
也是个见证啊。
You are the testimony.
弟兄姊妹，我们都要非常谨慎。
So brothers and sisters, be mindful how you live.
不要留一个漏洞给撒旦。
Don't leave a hole for the devil to come in.
仇敌一直在找机会，找各样的漏洞来攻击我们呢。
Your enemy is finding that opening to attack you.
所有东西都要焚烧啊。
Burn those things.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天人不多，我们要回家去检点了。
There's not that many of us. Go home and search.
这为着我自己啊。
For your own self.
不留一个漏洞给仇敌。
Don't leave a gap.
偶像要烧。
Burn the idols.
妨害善良风俗的东西都要烧。
Anything that's earthly and cultural.
和我生命不合的东西要烧。
And against your spiritual growth, burn it.
妨害善良风俗的东西要烧。
Anything that's against your spiritual growth, burn it.
我们要做见证。
So that you may be that testimony.
回家去决定好不好?
Go search your home.
不要放心我家里东西都没有问题。
Don't just think that you
have to find it.
Go look for it intensely.
我家里话很重要很重要。
Important.
不让仇敌在我家里有漏洞在哪里。
Don't leave a foothold for the enemy.
可以进来攻击我。
A foothold to attack you.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
犯罪的工具都需要烧。
All the things that make you sin, burn it.
你这边放什么麻将牌了这些东西呢？都是你不玩，你还放在家里面干什么
？If there's a mahjong in the house, you don't play poker, whatever.
赌博的工具、犯罪的工具都烧啊。
Anything that makes you gamble, anything that makes you sin, burn it.
哥林多前书六章说，不义的都不能进神的国。
1 Corinthians chapter 6 says, anyone who is unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God.
要做一个公义的人。
So be a righteous person.
保持洗净的人。
Be a person who is cleansed by blood.
里外良心都没有问题的人。
So that outside and inside, your conscience is clear.
不要给仇敌留漏洞。
Don't leave a hole for the enemy.
我们把不义的东西都要焚烧。
Anything that makes you unrighteous, burn it.
我们得罪人的事
Things that you've done to offend other people
要说吧
Burn that too
约翰一书就要认罪
First John says that we have to confess
认罪分两种
And to confess means two things
一种对神认
First you confess to God
一种需要对人认
You also need to apologize
问题对神认很容易
Confess to man It's easy to confess to God
对人认就不那么容易了。
Much harder if it's a man.
我们的困难就对人认罪。
And the hardest part is to apologize to man.
我一个长辈，他是个同工啊，是个 minister.
I have an elder. He was a minister.
他是北京大学毕业的，他年龄比我大得多了。
Graduated from Beijing University, older than me.
他家乡是个不小的地方。
And he came from a small hometown.
他在他家乡里面。
And in his hometown, he was a somebody.
这样是大学毕业的人都不多的。
Because that hometown did not have too many college graduates.
他北京大学毕业的。
Not mentioned that he is from Beijing University.
读法律。
And he studied law.
到后来呢，他们就派他说法官。
And then he later on became a judge.
他做了法官，他觉得他是大老爷。
And then when he was a judge, he thought he was a somebody.
是个很有地位的人呢。
He was a person of status.
他每天早晨啊。
And each morning.
都被那个挑粪的人的车子来了，很早很早。
He would be woken up by the truck or the carrier that carries human waste. And he was angry.
叫你们快快东西准备好，到外面来。
Because that person, his job is to tell other people that bring your waste down, so throw it away for them. So the judge was woken up. He was angry. So he walked downstairs and he yelled at that man. He was the judge. That person was carrying human waste. He can yell at him. But he was safe. He loved the Lord. So Christ reminded him of that
thing.
He said, go apologize to that man.
主啊，我有个大法官，怎么像个挑粪的人去认罪呢？
And he said, oh Lord, I'm a judge. How do I apologize to that garbage man?
到以后就在起个早啊。
So, but then one morning,
就等那个挑粪的人来。
He was waiting outside for the garbage man.
那挑粪的人吓一跳。
And that person walked by and he was shocked.
这个大老爷向我认罪。
Why would a judge apologize to me?
这是见证。
Now that's the testimony.
我们真正的主。
We have the Lord.
那么好的一位主。
We have this amazing Lord.
不是为着挑粪的人啊。不是为着这个挑粪的人。
It is not because of who that person was.
是为着我们神的儿女啊。
But we do it because we are children of God.
主把我们把一切关系都弄清楚了。
The Lord wants us to end all previous things.
我在年轻的时候。
When I was younger.
那个同工睡在一个房间。
I would share a room with a coworker.
那个同工的脾气太古怪了。
And that coworker had a strange temper.
那我一生也没遇见第二更古怪的人。
I never met anyone as strange as he was.
十二点才睡觉。
So he was sleeping.
三点钟就起床了。
He would wake up at 3.
起床了，他也不下床。
And he wouldn't get off the bed.
我们睡的 bunk bed 的那个上下床。
And that time we were living in a bunk bed.
他就跪在上面祷告。
So he would pray on the top bunk.
一祷告就惊天动地。
And he would pray loudly.
我在下面被他摇醒了。
And then downstairs I would be woken up.
他下午可以睡很长的时间。
And then he would take a long nap in the afternoon.
晚上只有三小时。
And then he would only sleep 3 hours a night.
我这个下午不会睡觉的人。
Now I don't take naps.
一天一个礼拜好忍耐。
So if it was 1 week, it's easy to stand.
时间长了很难忍耐了。
But it got harder.
但那个弟兄脾气很大。
And then that brother had a big temper too.
一发脾气啊。
And when he threw a tantrum.
把自己的衣服扯碎。
He would tear his own clothes.
哇，我真是怕他发脾气。
So I would be afraid of his tantrum.
脾气很大。
Big tantrum.
但是他很爱主。
But he also loved the Lord.
他跪在上面祷告。
So when he prayed up top,
主啊，我是个大肉体啊。
He would pray that I am just a flesh.
我被他摇醒了，我想你可不是个大肉体。
And then down there, I would be grumbling. Yeah, you're big flesh.
主啊，我这个大肉体不能被你用啊。
And he would say, I'm not worthy as a vessel for you, Lord.
我在下面想，主能用你那才怪了。
And then underneath, I would say, Oh yeah, the Lord wouldn't use you at all.
这两个人真是有结果。有点不明聚会耶。
So one time we were breaking bread.
我就看见他坐在我后面。
And he was sitting behind me.
我不明聚人很多，好几百人呢，他坐在我后面。
And there's hundreds of people. He was right behind me.
饼越传越近了。
And then when the bread starts coming to me.
我和我的弟兄有结果，什么都不饼的。
But then I had a disruption. I was grunting about my brother. So I wrote a note.
弟兄一切的事都是我错了。
It said that.Brother, all things is my fault.
求你赦免我。
Please forgive me.
我把个条子递到后面去。
And I passed him that note.
我摸着一只手。
And then a hand was holding on to me.
因为他也递一个条子给我。
He was passing a note to me too.
你向我认罪啊。
He was also apologizing to me. And that's an act of a Christian.
彼此认罪。
We were apologizing to one another.
互相代祷。
We were.Praying for one another.
我向他认罪，他也向我认罪。
When I apologized and confessed to him, he did the same to me.
过了好多年了。
And many years after,
我再遇到那个弟兄，就分开了很久了。
When I met him again,
他完全改变了。
He was a changed man.
主真奇妙啊。
How amazing is the Lord.
我跟他太熟了。
And I became a good friend.
我弟兄啊。
I said, brother.
你这个大肉体啊。
You big flesh.
你脾气哪里去了？
What happened to your temper?
我也不晓得哪里去了。
And he said, I don't even know.
现在惹我发脾气不容易了。
It's now pretty hard to make me throw a tantrum.
主的工作。
The work of the Lord.
在床上祷告，我大肉体啊。
When that brother was praying that I am just a flesh,
主你不能用我啊。
When he was asking the Lord to use him,
每次认罪，主都在改变他。
Every time when he confessed, the Lord changed him just a bit.
改变工作很慢。
Slowly changes him.
但是时间过来了，看看蛮快的。
But as time goes by, you see that it happens.
这个人完全改变了。
That is now a changed man.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要认罪。
Brothers and sisters, confess.
向人认罪。
And apologize to man.
不能欠人一件事。
Don't owe other people.
亏欠人的都要偿还。
Whatever you owe, pay back.
有次菲律宾有弟兄寄给我一点点钱。
One time there was a brother from Philippines send me some money.
我发现这个按照法律他应该缴税。
And then, but then, in that law, he is supposed to pay taxes on that money.
我不管这个事，他的事。
So if he skips his taxes, not my matter.
我祷告。
But one day I was praying.
主说你欠了国家的税，你祷告得很平安。
The Lord said, "Don't you owe some taxes? Why are you?"
我就想到这件事了。
Then I thought about it.
我的主他欠的不是我欠的。
I said, "Lord, it is Him who owe taxes, not me."
说谁用了
？The Lord said, "Who used the money?"
我用了。
I said, "I did."
主不再讲话了。
And the Lord kept silent.
我知道主不讲话了，等我顺服。
When the Lord kept silent, meaning He's waiting for you to be disciplined.
还给政府。
Pay your taxes back.
后来我发现的。
Then I realized.
在英国大复兴的时候啊。
It is during the great revival of Great Britain.
Wesley, 我们唱的是个 Charles Wesley, 就是 Wesley 大复兴啊。
The Wesley brothers, the revival that they led.
多少弟兄姊妹复兴了。
During that time, how many brothers and sisters was revived?
有这么多人都偷国家的税了。
And among those brothers and sisters, a lot of them owed taxes.
复兴之后，都良心不平安了。
And after that great revival, they were attacked on their conscience.
主带领他们补税啊。
The Lord let them to pay back.
向政府来缴税啊。
Pay back their taxes to the government.
所有亏欠都要缴还了。
All the backfield owed taxes need to be paid back.
政府收到那么多的钱呢，都是缴税来的。
And all of a sudden, the government received all this.Old taxes.
他们很难凑个会计项目、啊。
And it was hard for them to balance their book.
这不就出来一个新的项目
？So at that time they made up a new term.
叫良心税。
It says it is the conscience.
为着良心的缘故来缴税的。
Conscience tax. People pay back the taxes because of the conscience.
数字是大，占到整个税的五分之一、啊。
In that time it was 20% of the total tax growth of the year.
这是太大的一个见证了。
That's a great testimony of Christian.
弟兄姊妹们，主是一位。
Brothers and sisters, there's one God.
圣灵是一位。
There is one Spirit.
我们全世界神的儿女，这里生命是一个。
So all Christians on earth receive one life.
亲兄弟姐妹都不一样。
Even brothers and sisters from the same mother don't have one life.
主里的弟兄姊妹都发现相同的地方。
But in the Lord, we have one place.
我们要中国大陆去。
If you go to China,
大陆太不一样了。
Many different places in China.
东北人跟华北人不一样。
All the different regions.
华北人跟华中人不一样。
All the different people.
华中的人跟华南的人也不一样。
Wherever you go, they're slightly different.
个性脾气都有点不一样的了。
Different temper, different dialect, everything different.
我去中国没有这个困难。
But when I go to China, I see different.
我是访问教会。
Because I only visit a church.
教会。东南西北都一样。
And doesn't matter which church you go to, same manifestation.
主活出来都一样。
When they manifest the Lord, it's all the same.
我们神儿女的生活都一样。
When you live out the life of Christ, it's all over the same.
主改变我们的地方也都一样。
When the Lord can transform us into a new life, we are all the same.
太大的一个神奇啊。
And that's a miracle.
所以我们成为弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters,When we are brothers and sisters,
我都从主得了一个生命啊。
We now receive one life.
我每次到美国东岸去。
Whenever I go to the East Coast,
都是美国的大教会聚会的。
I would go to,I would be invited to a big church.
我每年下面请的讲员都从他们那个教会来的。
And every time when we invite guest speakers, it's from that series of churches.
跟他们很熟啊。
So we are good friends.
我是做讲员去的，他们很尊重我的。
So when I was invited, I'm invited as a speaker.
有一次我们吃饭了。
And one time we were having a meal.
他们白种人各种各样国家来的。
And then the Caucasian brothers, they're all from different places.
有一个事情嘛，猜猜我们是哪个国家来的？
So they would ask me, Brother C, guess which country I come from.
我里头有一个 knowledge.
And then I have a knowledge.
北欧的人比较白。
The northern west, the western European, are more pale.
黑也对我们来说还是白的了。他们是白种人，我们是黄种人。
And the southern Europeans have slightly darker skin.
我看了第一个
人。So I look at the first person.
你是法国人。
I thought he was French.
大家鼓掌猜对了。
And they said, "You got it, brother C."
看看第二个人。
And then the second person.
是北欧来的了。
Should be northern European.
我你是英国人。
And I said,
大家又鼓掌了。
Britain, and we got it.
第三个人。
And the third person.
我说你是意大利人。
And I said, you must be Italian.
大家又鼓掌了。
And then they said, I got it.
大家也有兴趣了，是菜啊。
And then they asked me, get some more.
十几个人我得去吃饭。
Dozens of people.
我说不菜了。
And I said, no more.
菜三个100分。
I got 3 out of 3.
菜下去一定错的。
I don't want to get my first mistake.
我是菜三个。
So I just get 3.
拿了100分。
Got a
full mark. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
我们人的个性都不一样。
We all have different personalities.
一家出来的亲兄弟兄姐妹也不一样。
Even if you're from the same mother, different personality.
主出来的都一样。
But whatever we get from the Lord, we get from the same thing.
以弗所二章就是我们得救之前的光景。
Ephesians chapter 2, that's who we were before we were saved.
一死在过犯罪恶中。
But now we are dead in our offenses and sins.
什么叫做死啊？
What does it mean to die?
一切感觉都没有了。
When you die, you lose all feelings.
骂一个活的人，他会反应的。
If you yelled at someone who's alive, they would react.
骂一个死的人，他不会反应的。
But you yelled at a dead person, they don't respond.
一切过犯罪恶，我们都没反应了。
You are now dead in your offenses and sins.
基督都是脱罪的人。
Christians are now forgiven of our sins.
基督徒也是胜过罪的人。
Christians have overcome our sins.
死在过犯罪恶中。
We are dead in sin.
第二，随从今世的风俗。
And before, we walk according to the course of this world.
这个世界的风俗力量太大了。
The course of this world, the weight of the world.
没有办法不随从今世风俗。
When you live in this world, you walk in the weight of the world. It is like a great river, great stream. It doesn't matter how big of a piece of log you are, you flow with the current. Only very little thing that doesn't flow with the stream. That's a fish. Even a small fish. Even a small fish could swim against the stream, the current, because it is alive.
再大的木头水流而下，它没有生命。
If a big piece of wood, it will just flow with the current.
我们是基督徒。
We are Christians.
从前我们随着今世的风俗。
Before we follow the current.
第三，顺服空中掌权者的首领。
And we follow according to the prince of the power of the air.
血经在悖逆之子。里面运行的邪灵。
It is the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience.
第四，放纵肉体的情欲。
Before, we also live in the lust of our flesh.
第五是个结论，成了可怒之子。
And in summary, we are the children of wrath.
没有指望，没有神。
A hopeless race without God.
一个大的转弯了。
But then there's a turning point.
因着他爱我们的大爱。
But God, being rich in mercy,
叫我们基督一同活过来。
Because of his great love, which he loved us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们就是你讲的蒙恩的人。
We are made alive with Christ.
我们从前死在过犯罪恶中。
Before we were destined to die in our sin.
随从今世风俗。
To walk according to the weight of the world,
顺服空中之正掌权的,
to follow the prince of the power of the air,
就是现在里面运行的邪灵,
and that is the spirit that is in the sons of disobedience,
在下面放纵肉体的私欲,
we too previously live in the lust of the flesh,
成为可怒之子,
and become the children of wrath,
没有指望, 没有神,
without hope.
这句最悲惨,
What a horrible thing.
这个神爱我们的爱。
But because of his great love,
叫我和主一同活过来。
So that now we are made alive together with Christ.
第五章告诉我们。
And in Ephesians chapter 5,
这个神爱我们的爱。
Because of his great love.
叫我们与基督一同活过来。
So that we are made alive with Christ.
我们一定要做个里外干净的人。
So be a person who is cleansed in and out.
都去检点。
Go home and search.
我回家去要去看。
I would do that myself.
我信主七十几年了，应该没有什么不好的东西。
It's been 70 some years. I hope there's nothing dirty in my house.
人家送我的东西。
But I wouldn't dare. Maybe someone give me a gift.
我不小心放在那里的东西。
Maybe something that I put there carelessly.
所有叫我有漏洞的都要对付。
Anything that would cause you a gap, throw it away.
约翰一书就说向人认罪的宝贵。
First John, confess and apologize to men.
神就是光。
Because God is light.
我们在光中行。
And as we walk in this light.
不是我们说我们没有罪。
If you think that you are sinning,
那就是把神当作说谎的。
Then you're calling God a liar.
我们有罪。
We sin.
向人认罪。
So confess.
我们若认自己的罪。
And when you confess,
神是信实的。
Then our Lord is righteous.
是公义的。
He is faithful.
必要赦免我们一切的罪。
And he will then forgive our sins.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
今天给你们讲这篇信息很重要。
This is an important message.
And all previous things. 做有里外干净的人跟随主。
To be a person cleansed in and out.
可以很雄壮追求前面的路。
So that you may walk this path with strength.
前面我们一连串都要讲灵命事成的信息。
And then after this, we'll talk more about our spiritual growth.
每一篇都是经历的道。
And each message is a message of testimony.
你们要负一个责任，要追求主啊。
So your job is now to go pursue the Lord.
一天过一天的追求。
One day and one day to pursue the Lord.
这点信息没有讲完，你们就改变了。
So I hope that even before my message is end, you are transformed.
这首诗歌就是 Charles Wesley 写的诗歌。
This is a song written by Charles Wesley.
非常好的诗歌。
It's a great song.
我们再来唱首诗歌。
Let us sing it again.